Passage 1. Every day, at least 10,000 persons in the world die of starvation, according to the World Health Organization. One-third to one-half of the Earth's population is undernourished, even though more than the necessary food for everyone on Earth is available. Many nutrition experts say that one of the reasons people starve is that they are willing to eat only the kinds of foods they are used to. For example, enough rice to feed 1,000 Chinese would be left to spoil among Eskimos who don't eat rice. A storehouse full of bacon that would be food in many places around the world would mean nothing to millions of East Indians who won't eat pork for religious reasons. Another group of East Indians, called Hindus, won't eat beef because their religion forbids it. Instead of being butchered, cows are allowed to roam free in the streets of Indian cities. Thousands of scientists in all parts of the world are working to change soybeans and fish meal into food that people of different nationalities will eat. Both soybeans and fish meal are high in protein and are available in large quantities. These scientists feel that human eating habits are often at the bottom of the worldwide food problem. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. What is the main idea of this passage? Why won't Eastern Indians eat beef according to the passage? 13. What do these scientists feel about human eating habits?